Hard Rustler, White Horse, Montana, The Clementine Sisters, Book 1, by B.J. Daniels, narrated by Parker Lang. Chapter 1. As her sports car topped the rise, Annabelle Clementine looked out at the rugged country spread before her and felt her heart drop. She'd never thought she'd see so many miles of wild winter Montana landscape ever again. At least she'd hoped not. How could she have forgotten the remoteness, the vastness, the isolation? There wasn't a town in sight, or a ranch house, or another living soul. She glanced down at her gas gauge. It hovered at empty. She tried to get gas at the last station, but her credit card wouldn't work, and she'd gone through almost all of her cash. She'd put in what fuel she could with the change she was able to scrape up, but it had barely moved the gauge. If she ran out of gas before she reached Whitehorse, well, it would just be her luck, wouldn't it? She let the expensive silver sports car coast down the mountain toward the deep gorge of the Missouri River, thankful that most of the snow was high in the mountains and not on the highway. She didn't know what she would have done if the roads had been icy, since she hadn't seen a snow tire since she'd left Montana. The motor coughed. She looked down at the gauge. The engine had to be running on fumes. What was she going to do? It was still miles to Whitehorse. Tears burned her eyes, but she refused to cry. Yes, things were bad, really bad. But she was almost to the river bottom when she saw it. At a wide spot where the river wound its way through Montana east to the Mississippi, a pickup and horse trailer were pulled off to the side of the highway. Her pulse jumped at just the thought of another human being, let alone the possibility of getting some fuel. If she could just get to Whitehorse.